Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Parrigian and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Parrigian, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. You know, my mood always seems to surround about how my Auburn Athletics are doing when we record this. And since this is the baseball podcast, I guess I have to be in a good mood because my Auburn Tigers did go 2-1. Proved the haters wrong, and the haters being me and Jacob. So, you know, it's good spirits, this podcast. I think last year it was like – it was weak. Let's see, there's – what is there? How many conference games is there again? It's – 30 conference games, and we won our first series in week 9. So it was week 9 before I was happy, before we recorded a podcast. So to be able to record a podcast and be happy in week 2, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt. Alabama was lucky enough to win their first series last year against Tennessee, who get to face again starting on Thursday. So that one's going to be a little nerve-wracking, but I'm also happy. I don't think you can be anything but happy after how your team goes on the road and sweeps to start conference play. I guess the preseason number one team in the country. We had them as our pick to finish third, so maybe we're wrong. Who knows? But I'll say this. The thing that surprised me the most was definitely the pitching. Both the starting and bullpen gave up 6 runs total.
That'll play.
If you do that in an SEC baseball series, you should win them. You should win all of them, if not two or three.
Threw a zero up on Sunday, right?
Right. Yeah.
And going into non-conference, the Sunday pitching was y'all's weakness. So go and get a zero on the first weekend of SEC play is huge.
Yeah, and only use 2 arms. Yeah, your starter gives you 7 on a Sunday, throws up zeros and gives you 8 Ks. There's really nothing more you can ask for. So I'm going forward. I'm confident on Saturday. Saturday is the most confident. I'm most confident in Riley Quick. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend. Yeah, this weekend just to see if can Alabama touch Liam Doyle. I don't know. very skeptical, very realistic about it. But it's gonna be a fun weekend. Looks like it's gonna be some good matchups all throughout the.
Yeah, and there was a lot of good matchups last week. We had our share of splits. You know, to nobody's surprise, LSU did sleep Missouri, but they were close. Some of them games were close. I think the Sunday game, maybe it was 7-6 or something like that, and Missouri had, like, I don't know if it was bases loaded or for second and third with like 2 outs, and it was either the 7th or 8th, and LSU had to come in and like got a big K to get out and be able to get the sweep right there. Is the surprise of the week Texas sweeping? I mean, maybe Bama sweeping A&M's up there, but is, well, no, I guess I will have to say Florida getting swept was my surprise of the week.
Yeah, I think someone in the podcast and fingers are pointing at myself said that they would be more confident in Florida taking 1. I don't know if that was on the official recording or not, but I do remember saying those words. And so
I think if I'm not mistaken, it was you were more comfortable in Florida taking the series than it was Florida getting swept.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. Our two listeners can go back and listen and tell us for the wrong or not. Yeah. Shout out to Jacob's dad. He can go back and tell us that we were. But I mean, Tennessee just I think it was the Saturday game where they run ruled them. I mean, like, good grief. It's hard not to say that they're back to back right now. Hard not to, if I had to put some money on, it's hard not to them to run back to back, in my opinion.
I think, I mean, I looked Saturday when I was at Bridgestone, and I think they were like only plus 600 to make it back to Omaha. Pretty good, I'd say. So it'll be, I think this weekend between Alabama and Tennessee is going to be a lot of offense. But, you know, we'll see. Who knows? I think the biggest surprise outside of Alabama was definitely Texas and the sweep at Mississippi State. You know, have to play 2 7-inning games. I don't think that helps you. Maybe going to show us, you know, we have them both picking. You have them at 8. I have them at 10. Think maybe we're going to be a little bit wrong.
Maybe a little bit.
Or predictions, but that's one of their predictions. You know, they don't hold any weight. Yeah, I definitely think that was a surprise. What about your Auburn Tigers?
I was very impressed. You know, you talked about y'all had 2 guys go Sunday. We had 2 guys go Friday night. Sam Dutton pitched 7 beautiful innings. Carson Myers came in the 8th and 9th and struck out 5 of the 6 he faced. That's pretty good kind of thing right there. Saturday, we started the game hot 3-0 in maybe it was the second inning, And then floodgates opened a little bit. They scored six or seven in one inning, and Auburn just could never recover like that. And so, let's see, Sunday, they got up, and they were up three runs in the eighth, and 0-2 count with two outs. And somebody, I can't decide if it was a fastball or a slider from my angle, but wherever it was right down the pipe on 0-2 with two outs, and Kay Blue hit it out. So definitely was impressed with Auburn. Okay, I think Auburn can swing it fairly well, too. Your 3-4-5 hole is all freshmen. Good and bad. You know, there's going to be some road bumps kind of thing. It makes you excited for the future kind of thing. And then, like, all of them are hitting, you know, high 300s right now. So you're not going to – you're happy with that kind of thing. But we'll see. You know, Auburn shortstop Derek Fabian last year raked in non-conference, got to conference play, and basically was just – he was a hole in the lineup. He was a hole in the lineup. Not a great start this weekend either for him. Hopefully we can see that. Hopefully we see that turn around. If it doesn't turn around, he might get replaced by a freshman. I mean, it's that simple. And you hate to see that for a senior. Auburn is not sure what they're going to do on Saturday. Pitching wise, you know, we took Cade Fisher from Florida last year. Everybody thought he was going to be our ace. They say that he's going back to the bullpen now. So Saturday right now is a mystery for Auburn. I don't know. Normally you see a team will go, you know, starter, and then Sunday might be a bullpen game, but they really like a freshman that Chatterson. They liked Chatterson in that Sunday role. So I don't know how good a bullpen game is on Saturday when you have to play Sunday kind of thing, but as far as Vanderbilt's offense didn't really impress me. Sunday they hit a few good home runs, but other than that, it was just one inning. They'd open the floodgates, score anywhere from 4 to 5, 6 runs, and then the rest of it, they were non-existent. So we'll see. You know, they ran three lefties out there, I'm pretty sure. I know two of them are lefties. The one starter might have been righty. So we'll see what Vanderbilt – I think we'll be able to know for sure what Vanderbilt looks like when they play A&M this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. How is A&M going to respond, you know, getting swept at home? They did beat Texas A&M Corpus Christi tonight, which that, you know, their right fielder had a ball that robbed, and he fell over the wall.
It was a great catch. I was fixing to bring it up kind of thing.
So we'll have to see, like you said, what Vanderbilt can do. I know I'll personally favor the home team just to kind of give a surprise there. I think this weekend is going to be another good one. Also, maybe, you know, South Carolina to Arkansas, maybe. Hopefully, Paul Maneri won't fall during this weekend. For those who don't know, he was going to argue ball. I think it was a ball or strike call tonight.
It was a strike call. They were hitting.
They played College Charleston tonight, right?
Right, and they only won by one.
Yeah, and, you know, he was on his way out there, and he tripped over the bat.
Which might have saved him, because he might have got tossed if he wouldn't have fell.
And what do you do after that? You just do what he did, and you turn right back around and walk in the dugout. What he was doing, he was just getting the bat, right? That was all. Mm-hmm. He wasn't talking anything. He was just trying to get the bat is what he's going to go with. So, all right. So let's hop into our power rankings, and then we'll go into last week's results real quick, and then hop into the games. So at 16, we have Mizzou. They went 0-3 this week. Did have the one close game with LSU, but besides that, I don't really think anybody's shocked that they're 0-3 after the first weekend. The biggest surprise of them all, I think, is A&M at 0-3. We have them at 15. Just getting swept by Bama at home. Just nobody really expected that. So have them below State at 14, who's also 0-3. State did get swept by Texas at home. So, like I said, the 2 7-inning games I don't think helped their case. I think maybe if they would have had two, if they would have played 3 9-inning games, you maybe could get a chance, because you never know what can happen in those final three outs or six outs that you don't get. And then at 13, we have Kentucky. Did take one on the road at Georgia. I think the Sunday game was like 17-10 was the final score. Something like that. It was a, you know, like a bullpen type of game. So Kentucky at 13.
Yeah, Kentucky didn't give up more. They gave up more than 7 runs all 3 games. They gave up like 12, 7, and 17. That is not good. But at 12, we have South Carolina. You know, South Carolina was a runaway from taking the series, and we'd have reflected that, had them higher up. But they did lose, let's see, Sunday in the 10th through the 11th. Oklahoma was able to beat them by one. 11 is Ole Miss. Ole Miss took the Friday night game from Arkansas, but then lost the next two. And I know one of them was not one of them they got beat convincingly. So we have Ole Miss at 11. 10 is Florida. So Florida got swept, and 0-3, and we had the other three teams that got swept at 16, 15, and 14. We are going to respect Florida enough not to drop them all the way down, even though this is power rankings kind of thing. And you normally, you know, power rankings is kind of mixed with heavily on last week results plus the body of work. But we're going to respect Florida right there and keep them at 0-3. But they better get together this weekend or they could see themselves down there at the bottom of the battle. And then 9, Vanderbilt, you know, lost the road series at Auburn. Most of the time in the SEC, you're not going to get faulted too bad for losing on the roads. But we have them at the best, I guess, the best team that lost their series at 1-2 at 9.
Yeah, and going to Florida real quick, what were they ranked going into play Tennessee? Were they at 5?
I think so.
So, I mean, and they only got dropped 8 spots after getting, you know, that's not – they were ranked 6th. You know, that's not a too far of a drop. I think they're the best – they're definitely the best team that got swept. I still think they're one of the best teams in the country. I think they're probably going to make it to Omaha. Got them at 10. And then at 8, we have Auburn. Probably one of the biggest shocks to both of us just because we know our baseball programs and how typical they are. At 7, we have Oklahoma. They also went 2-1. Big road series win, who Wells predicted. So big win, big series win at South Carolina. Went to an extra innings rubber game on Sunday. Georgia's at 6, 2-1 as well. They took the series against Kentucky. And then Arkansas at 5, another again at 2-1. Did drop the Friday night game at Ole Miss, but did finish out winning the series on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Before we got Bama, we're respecting that sweep, man. Put them very high up. You go in a sweep in the road. I don't care who you're playing. That's impressive. 3 is Texas. Same deal. Going to the dude isn't no joke. You know, like I said, Jacob said that it was a 2-7 games on Sunday. Who knows how they turn out on if they play a 3-game series. But Texas still looked like a pretty good team, pretty dominant team. They ended up, you know, squeaked the Friday night game out and then kind of won the, let's see, it was the Sunday game. It was by like, one run was by 3 and one of them was like 5 or something like that. So Texas looked good. LSU swept Missouri and they are one loss on the season right there. So they are rocking and rolling at 2 for us. And then 1 is Tennessee. And we're recording this on Tuesday night. So they just lost their first game of the season, which is pretty impressive to go this far and to only have one loss. Same thing can be said for LSU and Bama, though. So Tennessee, big sweep versus this number 6 team in the country. So they get number 1 in the power rankings.
Yeah. So going into the results for last week, Wells went 5-3, and I went 4-4. He's already a game up after the first weekend, or a series up. We were the same except for Oklahoma and South Carolina. I mean, the 3 games, the final game on Sunday did go to 10 innings, and Oklahoma won 6-5. You just, you know, didn't know what was going to happen, especially them being a new team in the conference. So, but with that, we're going to jump into the games this week. So there are 2 series that start on Thursday, and we'll go through Saturday. So the first series on Thursday is Texas A&M, who's 11-9, 0-3 in conference play, at number 22, Vanderbilt, who's 16-5, 1-2 in conference play. Who are you going to go with?
I'll tell you, Vandy. A&M just didn't show me anything last week, give me any confidence to say that they can go into Nashville and get the road win. You know, Tim Corbin's team's always tough at home kind of thing. So I think Vanderbilt will bounce back and be able to get right and get a series win versus A&M this week.
I'm with you. I think Vandy gets it done at home. You know, I did watch all 3 games. I watched as much of Friday and Saturday games as I could with being at the SEC tournament. But A&M, you know, A&M's bats just didn't – they were good, but just they don't look like they did last year. You know, that last year's team that was extremely dangerous with Braden Montgomery and Chase LaViolette looked – you know, he's still there and looks really good, but just didn't look like the same team from last year. So I'm going to go Vanderbilt to get it done at home. And the next series is number 1 Tennessee, who's 20-1, 3-0 in conference play. At number 12, Alabama, 21-1, 3-0 in conference play. That was really tough to say, putting Alabama at number 12. That just doesn't feel right coming off the tongue. Man, I got to do it. I didn't respect them last week, so I'm going to respect them this week. I'm going to go with Alabama to win the series. I do not think they will sweep it at all. I think it's going to be, if I had to predict it, I would say that Alabama will lose Thursday.
Some people might call you a homer, but I respect it. I respect it, man. I feel it. I mean, don't hate it. I do like this series is in at the Joe, which it was last year too, right?
Yeah. If it was in Knoxville, I'd probably pick Tennessee to sweep. But
so, you know, the game at the Joe field's a little bigger, but it doesn't necessarily matter when you hit it 500 kind of thing, know how big the field is kind of thing. That's so correct. I'm going to take Tennessee I definitely could see Bama getting the series win. Are you happy if they take one, if Bama can get one?
Oh, well, Wells, just listen here, brother. Going into these two series, looking at it at the very beginning of the year, not knowing how this team played, and even going into halfway into the non-conference after Jacksonville, I still said if Alabama comes out of these two series at 2-4, 3-3, very happy. 4-2, I'm ecstatic. Now, if they come out of here 5-1, I don't know what I will do.
Hey, you'll
But
be able to tell me anything, Jacob, anything.
no, especially with a good Oklahoma team coming in the next weekend, riding high. So it's you know how this team, you know how your program is, and you know the history of it. And it's hard to think, well, they're gonna fall right back into what they always have been, but people are saying this team's different and whatnot. And I haven't necessarily believed it yet, just because I still expect the old, old Alabama just kind of show up. And so I've got to respect them and go with Alabama to win the series.
Don't hate it. All right, so we're gonna jump into the Friday, March 21st through Sunday, March 23rd series, and the first one we have right now. And I will say these records. I did say we were recording on Tuesday. Florida and somebody else has a midweek Wednesday series. So if your team has one more win or maybe one more loss, I know Florida's playing FAMU, so they should have a win. But I and I, I'm trying to remember who the other team is that plays Wednesday. It is okay. It's just oh, it's Arkansas's got Oral Roberts, so I guess they're playing a little, and they played them tonight, so I guess they have a little 2-0, little 2-game midweek series. So Arkansas should have another win as well, but we're as is right now. But number 4 Georgia, 21-2, 2-1 in conference play at number 13 Florida. Florida is 17-5, 0-3 in conference play. What are you going with, Jacob?
I'm gonna go Florida to do it at home. I'm gonna go Florida to do, or not, did I say Florida to do it at home? Okay, yeah, that's what I mean. I'm definitely not on the road. I think they'll bounce back. Georgia, in that Sunday game, they gave a lot of runs. I think they'll be able to swing it, but I think Florida's gonna bounce back.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Florida as well. I do have. I think they're gonna get the 2 out of 1. I think they're gonna take 2 out of 3 versus Georgia right here. For Georgia did get, like Jacob said, gave up a lot of runs. They can swing with the best of them, but can they pitch? And when you go to, I'm drawing a blank on what Florida Stadium's called is, but we'll just call it the Swamp for the funds of. When you go to the Swamp, you got to be able to pitch because Florida will be able to swing it at home, and I'm not sure Georgia will be able to do that. I kind of expect a lot of runs in this series too, so I'm gonna take Florida at home though. All right, next we got number 20 Auburn. Yay, ranked. Auburn and Alabama ranked in baseball. Let's pause 10 seconds. We talked about how excited we were for our programs in basketball so much on this podcast. But here we are, Alabama and Auburn getting road win, or not Auburn was getting series wins versus A&M and Vanderbilt in baseball and being ranked both at the same time.
It's
Look,
just
look, look at, look, look at us. Look at us. Look at, like you said, look at God. Who would have thought it? Not me. Not me.
definitely not me.
And Auburn will be making a Hoover this year, and so will Bama. It is guaranteed that we will be in Hoover this year, kind of thing.
Put it in Sharpie.
Yep. But back to what I was saying before I decided to, highlight our programs. Number 20, Auburn, 17-4, 2-1 in conference play at Kentucky. Kentucky's 14-5, 1-2 in conference play. Like you were talking about earlier, you see where your program's been in the past and you don't know on it. But I am going to take Auburn on the road. I'm going to take Auburn on the road right here. Part of me is because I don't think Kentucky is that great. Not as good as they were last year or 2 years ago. They don't got the arms. They lost the midweek series, which, midweeks aren't anything, but they lost to Murray State. But Murray State's a good team. They almost beat Ole Miss last week, too, kind of thing. But also, Auburn's in Lexington for basketball. I think there will be a good Auburn crowd at the Kentucky baseball game. Kentucky's not known for their home atmosphere, a smaller park too, kind of thing. So, give me Auburn to have a little road home atmosphere and get a series win on the road.
I was leaning very, very heavily leaning Kentucky just because I know how that park is, kind of where a place where teams go to die. It was like that park, it sucks. I'm gonna go Auburn on the road. I think, like you said, remembering that the basketball crowd is there, I think that'll help. Being able to go to, I think, what basketball plays at what time?
Basketball plays on Thursday at 1:50.
And
So
Saturday, if they win, at what time?
they don't announce yet.
So I mean, just say if it is at at night. So if you somehow get it at like 8 o'clock tip, you can make all three games.
Yeah, but I mean, or if it's a 1 o'clock tip again, kind of
Yeah.
thing. I mean, and then you got Friday and, like you said, Friday and Sunday where basketball's not playing. So hopefully people are planning this in advance and understanding it, and they're supporting the baseball program.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, going to the next series is number 18 Ole Miss, who's 15-5, 1-2 in conference play at Missouri, who's 8-11, 0-3 in conference play. I'm gonna go with Ole Miss, but I do think Missouri gets a win. I think they win one.
I'm going to take Ole Miss as well. Spoiler alert, I'm not so sure about the take you just said right now. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I am going to take Ole Miss, go on the road, and beat Missouri. Man, Missouri, 8-11 through 1 week in a conference play, and then 0-3 in conference play is not looking good. If there was a team, I'm not ruling out any of the other 15 teams to make the postseason, to make a regional. I'm about ready to say Missouri's not making it. I mean, I think I'm. It's ready to. If we had a elimination lock thing, it's about time to put them in there. So we'll see what Missouri can do at home. I don't expect a home atmosphere from Missouri either, kind of things. So, but take Ole Miss.
Yeah. All right. And the next series, South Carolina, who's 16-5, 1-2 in conference play, at number 3 Arkansas, who's 19-2, 2-1 in conference play. Who are you going with?
Take Arkansas. Take Arkansas right there. At home, it's hard to win up there. And I asked you for their help last week. What the Hawaiian brothers, what's their names? How you say it?
I know their last name's Aloy.
Aloha. They swing it pretty well. I was trying to see how they swung it last weekend. I know one of them hit a bomb, and I'm pretty sure it was the shortstop did. So I don't know about South Carolina, man. We'll see yet. Did they win one because it was at home? Pulmonary's a great coach, kind of thing. But I'm going to take Arkansas at home.
Yeah, I'm going to Arkansas at home as well. It's gonna be, I think it's gonna be a tough series for Arkansas, but Mainary has done this before, with those really good LSU teams. So maybe he knows how to get them ready for a road atmosphere. But Arkansas is really good. So we'll see what happens.
All right, now we're going to Norman, Oklahoma. We got Mississippi State, 14-7, 0-3 in conference play. At number 10, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's 18-2, 2-1 in conference play. Do the Dogs get it done, Jacob?
I don't think so. I'm going to go Oklahoma to win the series. They looked really good this past weekend in Columbia, and Mississippi State did not look very good at home. So, I'm going to go with Oklahoma to get it done at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Oklahoma as well. And I think if this trend continues, I think you might be seeing a very desirable job come open in the offseason. If Lamontas doesn't turn around, and I'm going to go as far as say host a regional. If he doesn't host a regional, I don't see Mississippi State sticking with him, even though he was, won the World Series. Gosh, we're getting old now. But 4 years ago? 4 years ago has it been since they won? Them, Ole Miss, LSU, Tennessee. So yeah, 4 years ago now. But we'll see what happens. I like Pico Con as a Friday night guy. Didn't pitch as well versus Texas last weekend. So we'll see how he fares on the road at Oklahoma. But let's stick with the home team and take Oklahoma. All right. And then, I want to say Bama, Tennessee series of the week. But when you look at the numbers right here, this might be the series of the week right here. You got number two, LSU, 21-1, 3-1 in conference play at number eight, Texas. Texas is 17-1, 3-0 in conference play. I don't know, Jacob. I'm looking at this. What do you know who you're going with yet? You know who you're going with it?
I do think so.
Let's hear it then.
Think I'm gonna take Texas. I think I'm gonna take Texas solely because of the atmosphere. I think Texas being at home gives them an opportunity to win the series. I think if it was at the box, I would take LSU.
Yeah, I think you took my flow word for word right there. I think I'm going to take Texas because it's at home. I'm going to take Texas because it's at home. If it was at LSU, I probably would take LSU, but I expect this one. What we thought Florida Tennessee was going to be last week, I expect this one to be it. I mean, maybe I'll say that every week, and maybe every week will be wrong. Maybe they'll all be sweeps. But I just, LSU on the road, Sloss, he's familiar. He's familiar with LSU. Played him a lot. They've been playing him a long time, kind of thing. So we'll see what happens. But Texas is my pick.
Yeah, I think this might be the series of the week, but over
Oh, you,
Alabama. Sorry, not Tennessee.
yeah.
Tennessee.
Don't even know your home team.
Exactly, I know. But So let's hop into our sweeper picks. I was able to get it last week with Missouri, LSU over Missouri, as many expected, and by many, me and Wells. And then Wells did go 0-1 with Georgia taking 2 out of 3, but did not sweep Kentucky because they won the Saturday game, I think. I'll let you go first.
You know, last week we did say that if Jacob was right and I was wrong, then I get to Missouri this week. I'm not as confident in Missouri this week as I was they were going to get swept last week, but I'm still going to get Missouri get swept. So I'm going to take Ole Miss, go on the road, and sweep Missouri. Not really that confident in it, but, you know, we've had this, you know. I said this for Auburn for football. Until they win, I can't take them. Then Jacob, then we said the same thing for Auburn basketball. Until they lose, I can't take them. Jacob said the same thing for South Carolina basketball. Until they win, I can't take them. Until Missouri gets a win, I can't take them to not get swept the way they've been playing right now. So give me Ole Miss to sweep Missouri.
So I'm not very confident in mine, to be completely honest with you. There's a lot of series where you just look at it and you don't know if it's going to be a sweep or not, just because, you know, this league is stacked. Like, you know, we talked about, I could definitely see 14 or 15 teams get in, possibly in the regional, with some of the top 7 or 8 being hosts. But I'm gonna go with Arkansas to sweep South Carolina. I think that one is the one that I could see happening. I just think Arkansas is really good. I don't know what South Carolina is going to look like. Did they, you know, they did get swept by Clemson. Did take one from Oklahoma at home, but is that just because it was at home, or, you know, what is this kind of look like? So I'm going to go Arkansas to sweep South Carolina at home.
I could also, I hate to say this because it's probably going to be wrong because State will probably win the series now that I said this. I could see Oklahoma sweeping State as well. If I wasn't going to go with Missouri, that might be the one I roll with. But I also could see A&M getting swept by Vandy. You know, A&M has not looked great at all in non-conference and conference play. We saw them in non-conference, and me and Jake was just like, oh, they'll figure it out and put them at third, you know, pick their co Michael Early's coach of the year. Looking a little wrong
Yeah.
on that one right now. So I could see A&M getting swept too, but.
I mean, I'm gonna be realistic. I can see Alabama getting swept. Tennessee's just that good, in my opinion. So you never know. I think that's the beauty of it, is you never know what could happen. So anything else you think for this week?
No, I think we'll be able to see, you know, we learned some last week, you know, with the, you know, A&M, Alabama, you learned about them kind of thing. Probably learned about a little bit about Auburn. You also learned a little bit about Texas and State. But I think this one, you'll learn a lot too. You know, what is LSU and to what is Texas really made of with LSU coming into town? Hopefully a lot because me and Jacob picked them kind of thing. You know, we'll, and you, I think you really will. This is the week you get to see what Bama is really made of.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not, it's honestly a no lose situation, even though they might lose a game because you lose the series or you don't look as great. Okay, it's Tennessee. Tennessee is the by far the best team in the country right now. But if you win, good Lord. You know,
Yeah.
the hype, you know, the hype will be so through the roof.
Yeah, because, you know, I think the magic number for regionals has always been 13 or 14. If you're able to win the series, if you're Alabama, you're already at 5 with 24 games left to play.
You know, we saw, you know, this is baseball. We saw that number in basketball go down. You know, with getting 14 teams in, does that number go down for baseball as well? Because, you know, just be you add two, Oklahoma's 10th, Texas is 8th. So,
Yeah.
like, you add those two to the conference. And now,
Could it be 12-13?
I mean, it could be, yeah. I mean, I think you could see 11. You might could get in if you go 11 and 19 with the right combination and maybe how you did in non-conference. Maybe A&M couldn't do that because of how they fared. But let's just say for somehow Alabama, you know, did the bad like that. But they had such a great non-conference that, you know, they ended up being 11 and 19 that I think they could squeak in. Maybe a 3 seed and kind of region. You know, something we haven't talked about, but if 14 or 13 or 14 teams do get in, there's only 16 regional sites.
Yeah.
So it is possible that you have two team SEC teams in a regional. Like I don't think that's crazy to say. Maybe they decide to just throw them all in the 14 and all the way spread out. But I don't think it's crazy to say that they could all end up in the same in the
I
regional.
don't think they can end up in the same regional, can they?
Well, you know, in basketball, they try to their best to say, like, all right, you got to do, you wouldn't see two SEC teams play each other in the first weekend.
Yeah.
But there's three matchups let's see, you got maybe four matchups. Where Baylor and Mississippi State, I'm trying to think who their one seed is. Who is it?
Duke.
Okay, so then, but Bama matches up with Vandy in the second round. Oh, and then somebody else. Is it Oklahoma matches up with Florida right there? So in the past, you couldn't. Maybe this time they treat it like you can't match them up in the first game of the series because, you know, it doesn't – baseball regional into a – that doesn't that exactly translate, but maybe they say, you know, we can't have somebody be a 2 and 3 in the same regional, but maybe you could have a 1 and a 3 or a 1 and a 2 kind of thing.
Never know.
Because, I mean, that's just, you know, people, you're going to have all the SEC bias, but like having an SEC team in almost every regional is going to cause, I mean, you definitely increases the chances that it's just the SEC in Omaha.
I mean, but how, you know, people could get mad at that, but how do you not justify that? You know, like, how do you get mad at the conference for being so powerful? You know,
because it was already dominant, and then you just added two top 10 teams. Like,
yeah, that's just, you know, it's just a super conference at this point. So, you know, you got your teams that, you know, are gonna lose and not be at the top. But man, I feel like these top 11 that we have in our power rankings, even with Florida getting swept, I still think they're really, really good baseball teams. So, you know, we'll have to see how it shapes up down the stretch. But I think that's going to be it for episode 2 of season 7 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week.